Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host and wonderfully technologically sophisticated partner in crime, Donna Lee.
Hello, everybody. Happy day. When you hear him say things like that, that means I've previously messed something up.
But just now screwed something
but
up.
But you wouldn't know that in, you know, listening land.
No,
they only
wouldn't.
Know it when you call me out on it.
I'm Dr. Mystery. That is my real name. I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. We deal with a lot of issues that are urologic in nature, mainly because I'm a urologist. But we deal with hormonal issues. We have guests on often that talk about topics like orthopedics or plastic surgery or dermatology or ENT. Although, we are very, very happy with our home here on News Radio KLBJ AM and FM, where you hear the show weekly. You can download the episodes by podcast wherever you get your podcast.
That's right. We do know what an hour is, by the way. People, I'm sure, on the other side of the world are listening to the Armour Men's Health Hour and they get the 10-minute snippet. They don't know that.
Well,
they
now that I'm a radio personality, I'm aware that we're just here to sell ads in between, and so
<That's right. laughs>
so you get 11 minutes of me talking,
and then an ad,
and then ads. I think there used to be jokes that Rush Limbaugh used to talk about where he was like, "Well, we gotta earn that ad money." You
know? Oh, that's true.
And so
I recall hearing that.
We have a urology practice that is sponsors this show. NAU urology specialists. We're all throughout Austin, so if you're listening to the podcast, you know, in another state, none of these words make any difference to you. But we still love hearing from you. Donna, how do people see us and where do they see us and how do they get hold of us?
That's right. If you're in the Central Texas area, you can reach out to us at 512-238-0762 or even if you're out of the area. If you'd like to see us, though, we're in Round Rock, Texas, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas. Our website is armormenshealth.com. And our email address where we get these amazing questions that keep us fueled and going along and along is armormenshealth@gmail.com.
Your questions are what keep us going as a show. We love seeing you in our office as well. If you ever want a second opinion or any other kind of advice on your urologic health, we're happy to help. Donna, do we have a question?
We do. We have several, but I thought this was really interesting and it makes sense to me that he would ask this. When again is kidney stone season? Well, that's my question.
Oh,
not his question.
It's the summer months.
Summer, that's right. When it's hot out there, yeah. Think about this. But this particular gentleman said, Dr. Mystery, does Topo Chico mineral water increase the chance of kidney stones forming?
That's a great question. There's been a lot of mythology out there about what can and can't cause
because
stones.
Of the word mineral,
mineral
water.
Right.
Oh.
I think it's the idea that there are rocks like
in the water. Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
But then the question is whether or not carbon dioxide in the water or that kind of acidic water can contribute to stone formation in the body.
Gotcha.
I'm going to give you the end of that answer quickly, and then we'll go through some of the conversation.
Okay.
So the end of it is it's better to hydrate and not worry too much about the acid base of the fluid. Similar with people who swear by drinking alkaline water. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Alkaline water?
There's commercials for it.
You understand that you drink the water in your mouth. It goes 1 foot into the most acidic environment on earth. Your stomach. You know
True.
What I'm saying?
Right.
It's like saying that my water a little colder is going to quench the fire, maybe a little quicker.
Not
the
really.
Alkaline water is going to immediately be acidified in the stomach. So unless you're taking an acid blocker.
That's called good marketing.
And by the way, if you want NAU urology specialist branded alkaline water, we have that in the office. We're going to start selling it for $2.
Right. Okay.
No more free water in the office.
Okay.
And so, but in this particular case, although you could surmise that carbon dioxide dissolved in water could contribute to a more acidic kind of fluid that you're intaking, the hydration, well, you know, the fact that you're drinking fluid that ultimately gets in your body and dilutes the chemicals and crystals that form stones is overwhelmingly more positive than anything that could occur in the fluid. So
the benefits outweigh the risk.
But I think that's a great lead-in question into what can we do as an individual to alter our risk of stone formation? And this hits us close to home. I had to deal with your husband's kidney stone on his wedding day.
In Las Vegas. That was a good time.
There's lots of kind of home remedies people have come up with, like drinking a beer or drinking lemon water. And then I tell people to jump up and down on a trampoline.
I think you told my husband to jump up and down and drink a beer.
That's right.
which was something best, I video recorded.
Best doctor ever. So
it eventually passed.
So. Because, you know, once you have the stone, once you have it, right. Now it's just a mechanical process. It's just a piece of sludge in a pipe, and you got to get that thing out of there.
Gravity.
So what do? We drink things that cause us to have lots of urine. That's diuretics. Sometimes coffee will work. Sometimes alcohol will work. Mm-hmm. Now, alcohol is a problem because if you drink too much of it, you just get dehydrated and you end up being another problem. So, you know, adding a beer to lots of water is one thing.
But you get a buzz.
Only drinking beer is probably not the right way to get rid of a stone. And when you end up in the ER all drunk, people are going to ask about you.
Right. Or in AA. Well, I was just trying to get rid of
I'm just trying to get a kidney stone. Alcohol, you know, in very small amounts might increase urine flow. We like, to some degree, coffee, but just straight up water, whether it's Topo Chico or something else, mm-hmm. is also really great to help push the stone out. Jumping up and down on a trampoline or walking also can help because the ureter, which the stone is stuck in, sits on a muscle called the psoas muscle. And that psoas muscle is what helps us with walking. And so it helps us bend our knee up.
You look like a logo just now. The logos, yeah, that's when they walk with their little hands.
That's why we don't do this video.
It was a great visual.
I don't
need
people making fun of me. And so walking and being active can help that stone get away. Because what the stone wants to do is put you in pain and put you in the ground in a corner. So you get more dehydrated because the stone's your enemy.
Isn't it God's way to teach men that childbirth hurts?
I don't think God teaches lessons that way.
I think he does.
He has books and parables, not stones.
Oh, well, I'm Buddhist, so who knows?
So if you have an active kidney stone, being well hydrated is the most important. Now, whether it's lemon water or regular water doesn't make a difference. The lemon's not doing nothing.
Why do people think lemon's doing something?
Because if you're trying to prevent stones, one of the most common things that we prescribe is citric acid.
Oh.
Because citric acid, it inhibits the formation of kidney stones.
Okay.
And so it is the case that we want people to drink lemon water to prevent kidney stones.
For prevention.
So that's just when you're just walking around out there every day, you should take something with a high amount of the citric acid.
Okay.
One of my favorite ones is that Crystal Light lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
It has like, it packs a punch when it comes to citric acid. Hmm. In the clinic, we use a supplement called KSP.
Tabs.
KSP tabs. You can mm-hmm. buy them on Amazon. They're tablets. They're like, you know, the old Alka-Seltzer tablets that you just put in water.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of helps in both ways. One, you got to drink 16 ounces of water twice a day at least.
Mm.
And the other one is that it has high amounts of magnesium and citric acid. And so that's where some of that kind of home remedies have kind of come from, is the idea mm-hmm. that they've kind of combined the fact that we use citric acid for long-term stone prevention,
mm-hmm.
but we want you to drink lots of water to get rid of the stone that might be hurting you in passing
mm-hmm.
Right away. Other dietary things that can affect, we're really big into anti-inflammatory diets here in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
We have ways of measuring that inflammation, in fact, here in the clinic. And then we can look at your urine chemistry and tell you what you need to change in your diet. And the most common thing that causes stones, too much salt in the diet.
Oh.
And it's because biologically, when you eat salt,
it forms.
Your body has to pee the salt out. It really doesn't want too much sodium in your body.
Oh.
It controls sodium very, very tightly.
Okay.
To the point that your body would rather kill you than have the wrong sodium level. Like, you know, like it really wants a good sodium
level.
Your
body is your enemy.
If you eat salt that's too high and it's in your urine, then your body will also excrete calcium along with the sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what leads to stone formation, is that increased calcium in the urine.
So preventatively, you
have to
drink,
cut your salt.
Cut the salt down and drink lemon
Crystal
water.
Crystal Light lemon water.
Okay, Crystal Light sponsor now?
They are not a sponsor. Mm. Neither is KSP Tabs. We should really start working on our marketing.
Can we just buy Crystal Light and just put a little label over it and call it Neurology Specialist Water?
And lime flavor Topo Chico at your local convenience store.
I'm making the labels right now.
And so if you have a history of kidney stones, if you are wanting a deeper dive into what has led to them, you will find no better practice than ours. I will tell you that as a you know, just how things work, urologists kind of don't like doing what we call metabolic stone management,
mm-hmm.
because there's no surgery involved. It's a lot of talking, you know, and that's not what a surgeon does. Okay.
Right.
But in our practice, we love metabolic stone management because we love preventing stones, and it's exactly within our DNA to kind of give you the advice mm-hmm. That you need. We have nutrition trained physician assistants who mm-hmm. go through it and give you the tools you need to prevent stones.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no time like today to prevent stones. So,
right.
Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
That's right. Our new PA, her name is Lee, and we'll have her on some future episodes talking about just this stuff. Our phone number is 512-238-0762, and you can reach out to us through armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can send your questions there anonymously. They will be answered. And our website is armormenshealth.com. Check out our podcast wherever you listen to free podcasts. Thank you, Dr. Mistry.
Thank you, Donna.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.